Track two. We're delighted that BBC Look East presenter Susie Fowler-Watt is back with us. And here she reflects on the way we've adapted to the new world and the importance of touch.
As I write, we're now in our seventh month of coronavirus restrictions, although the nature and amount of controls has changed considerably during that time. By the time you hear this, they may well have changed again. Sadly, not all businesses have been in a position to survive the storm, but it has struck me again and again since the summer how many organisations, big and small, have managed to adapt to our different world. Restaurants have installed infrared thermometers, barcode scanning and sanitising regimes. Some have even invested in new infrastructure such as pods and screens. Many of the county's libraries have reopened with one-way systems and borrowed books being quarantined for 72 hours. At the Forum in Norwich, they've even installed a new automatic sliding door from the car park to avoid touch points. Schools have had to work out a whole new way of operating, and the University of East Anglia has spent £1.5 million on setting up its own testing system for staff and students. From the crazy golf course in Borborough to my little boy's swim school, I've seen how businesses have had to think outside the box and put in new measures to protect their customers while also trying to keep their show on the road. My hairdresser is immaculate with her safety procedures. She's bought all her own protective gear, special disposable gowns and towels, and endless supplies of cleaning products. Apart from masks making our conversation a bit harder to hear and no tea and biscuits, having a haircut was as enjoyable as it was pre-COVID. I felt completely reassured both she and I were safe. And reassurance is key. We've all had different levels of anxiety during this pandemic, but I'm sure most of us have been far more cautious about eating out, shopping and having personal treatments. My friend Petra, who runs her own beauty salon from her home, had to wait longer than most businesses before reopening due to government guidance. But when she did, she had everything so well worked out. For her, it was about making sure her clients felt comfortable coming for treatments and so were able to reap the benefits. For some, I'm the only person who touches them at the moment, she told me, and touch has huge positive effects. At BBC Look East, we worked all the way through lockdown, and so our offices had to be made COVID secure a while before many others. Just seeing the measures put in place for us has made me realise what a major enterprise it was for everyone. Being able to adapt has always been an important factor in business success. But I doubt any have had to adapt so much and so fast before. Thank you to all those helping our community cope with these changing times and doing their best to protect both our economy and our health. The importance of touch was something I raised with the Prime Minister when I interviewed him recently. I'd made a film for Look East about a couple in their 70s called Jean and Trevor Haste. Jean spoke about the torture of not being able to touch or hold Trevor as he was in a care home with dementia and she could only see him occasionally at a distance. It prompted a huge response from viewers, many of whom were in similar situations. When you interview the PM, you have a very strict time limit. In this case, it was 4 minutes. During that short time, we were told he wanted to announce something about hospitals and our political programme wanted me to ask about the future of the fishing industry. But it was decided that the rest of the time, 3 minutes now, should be used to ask him about cases like Jean and Trevor's, which are replicated all over the country. After the interview was broadcast, my Twitter feed was inundated with people talking about the agony of not being able to have close contact with their loved ones. The pandemic has made us appreciate so many things we took for granted before. Touch is probably the most significant. It's important both mentally and physically. It can lower blood pressure, heart rate, and levels of stress hormones. But most of all, it's about giving comfort and showing love. Sometimes words just aren't enough.